So what's your pleasure? How would you like to continue? Secretary Hepler.
Mr. Chairman, it just really comes down to if you want to take final action on the deer plan, I'd suggest we do that right now. If there's still discussion that the commissioners want to think about in their own heads, or maybe they want the opportunity to talk to public, whatever, tonight and take it up first thing tomorrow morning, and maybe we don't have quite the noise next door. By the way, the people are listening. There is a Edward Jones going on, and it must be some kind of awards ceremony where things are going very well in the stock market, which they are.
New high today.
And they seem to be talking a lot more fun stuff than Spring Goose. So that's what all the background noise, and that's what some of our comments are. If you can't hear it, we certainly can't from this side. I don't think they'll be quite that lively tomorrow morning if they're even going to be there. So it's your call, Mr. Chairman, how you want to do that as commissioners, if you want to do that. But I suggest you do endear, we do it right now. So then you have time to work your way through that. Or if you want to wait in the morning, then we got plenty of stuff with fish. We can deal with, you know, Jake. And
I think we should wait till the morning on deer and go to fish.
We're going to take a step up and go to fish. I like that, Mr. Sherman.
Oh, sorry. Oh, sure. No, that's fine. Go ahead. Please do.
Again, my name's Gary English, and I'm an operations technician at the Rapid City Airport. And I wanted to just caveat a second on what the Department of Fish and Game has done with the Canada goose situation that we've had out there for the last several years. And I'm the one who heads up the wildlife department at the airport, and I just wanted to say thank you to all of you, because what you have done with extending this season in Pennington County has, we have reaped wonderful benefits at the airport. What it's done is it's extended the season, and we have had hunters that have come in and hunted on private ground around the airport, and that has pushed the geese when they're at their maximum number of geese. It has pushed them 20 miles away from the airport, and we have had zero Canada geese strikes with aircrafts in the last several years, and it's a direct reflection on what you guys have done. We've thought long and hard, and we've had many meetings about what we could do to alleviate this Canada goose problem, and the aircraft incident that went down in the Hudson with Captain Sullenberger, that was caused by Canada geese. And we have the same problem out here at the Rapid City Airport, except we don't have the Hudson River to ditch an airplane in, so we're gonna have catastrophic results if we have a collision with the Canada geese. And what you have done has probably saved a strike with a Canada goose and could very well have saved an aircraft going down, saving many lives. So I just wanted to give you that update. We have seen real benefits. We have not had a Canada goose strike at the Rapid City Regional Airport, and the numbers keep dwindling because we keep pushing them away from the critical area. So I just wanted to give you that update. It was kind of not in my agenda here today to do that, but since they were talking about that, I just wanted to give you a brief update on that. So thank you all for that.
Thank you for your comments. Thank you. Fish.